But in the case of learning a foreign language, hard work can be somewhat misleading. Rereading, rewriting, and re-listening to the same vocabulary, sentences, dialogues, and short stories may work well enough to pass your school exams, but they are not very effective means to store new language in your long-term memory. They are also tedious and not very fun ways to learn. These simple methods may put new words into your short-term memory, but if you hope to be a fluent English speaker one day, you'll need to store these words into your long-term memory and be able to recall them with ease. You'll need to instantly recognize them whether they are written or spoken. All of this is possible and relatively easy to achieve, but traditional learning and study is not how you get to this point. While some initial study is recommended to learn and acquire the basics of English grammar, including simple vocabulary and phrases, traditional learning and studying becomes less and less effective as the number of words and phrases you encounter increases. Polyglots teach us that it is far more effective to learn and retain these thousands of words and phrases through extensively reading and listening to native materials. You get really good at English or any language not by reviewing and mastering a few hundred pages of grammar rules and vocabulary lists, but by reading thousands of pages and listening to thousands of hours of native English. Many language learners, however, do not freely read and listen to native materials, and it's easy to understand why. It's completely overwhelming in the beginner and intermediate levels. On a single page of anything written in native English, you'll find more words that you don't know than words that you do know, and it's extremely difficult to listen to native English for very long when you really can't understand anything that is going on. Nothing is broken down nor explained in native materials, so it's very easy to understand why language learners gravitate towards mostly language learning materials. In traditional learning materials, like course books or classes, for example, it's the exact opposite experience. Everything is broken down and explained so that it is simple to digest and absorb. While these instructional materials can be helpful, especially in the beginner levels, the problem is that most language learners stay far too long within the bubble of these traditional learning methods and materials. They spend too much time memorizing and reviewing the few hundred or thousand words they have accumulated, while native speakers use more than 30,000 words to communicate with each other in daily life. The crash and burnout. A handful of hardcore English learners out there may determine that they just need to study for 3 or more hours a day to achieve the results they desire. We understand this deep and burning desire to learn, and we have even previously identified ourselves with that level of studious effort. It might seem like we should spend 3 or more hours studying every day, considering all of the phrase books, course books, grammar books, flashcard programs, apps, and online tools available. If you have ever reached the intermediate stages of a foreign language, however, you might have experienced the frustration in trying to manage all of this studying and reviewing. You forget words. You forget grammar rules that you have read multiple times. And of course, native speakers still talk too fast. It's quite easy to find yourself in language learning hell. Many dedicated English learners simply burn out and quit before ever reaching fluency. The truth, however, is that there is no need to study for 3 or more hours each day to achieve fluency. The real issue preventing many people from learning English is their definition of what it means to learn a foreign language. This problematic definition is formed from being required to take unimaginative and uninspired foreign language classes in high school and college. The excessive focus on studying and reviewing to pass exams in the short term completely overshadows the long-term benefits of extensive reading and listening. In the beginner phase, or at any level, it would be a huge mistake to exclude content made by native speakers for native speakers in the target language. We aren't talking about good and educational sources to learn conversational English from. We mean content that is fun and deeply interesting to you. You can learn from the native English material that you love, like movies, TV shows, music, videos, books, and video games. Unfortunately, because of the initial overwhelming